I went on a date this week and I felt the feminism leaving my body.
Did you hear that? Following this chart can help you banish feminism. Let's find out how.
So I go on dates. There's always a negotiation about who pays. I sort of fell into going on a date with the most guy's guy. Usually not my type. He's putting his card down. He's paying for everything. It sort of activated something feral in me. I'm not gonna lie. As he's going to leave for the bathroom, he turns to me and he hands me his credit card. And he goes, "Here's my card. Get us whatever." It might be time for me to get away from all these, you know, liberal snowflakes.
So let's analyze. She was interested in feminism, which says that anyone can be anything, anywhere, at any time, as long as you feel like it's true, and facts are evil. And then she had an experience of a man who demonstrated his ability to accumulate wealth and then shared it with her. This consequently raised her expectations for male behavior. These would be liberal snowflakes. And this experience left her stuck on her highest setting. Now she's comparing everybody to this one guy who gave her a strong experience. And there's nothing they can do about it by being more nice. These are, again, snowflakes. So if you maximize this, and then find someone you like and share those things with her, she will think of you like this. Let's find another example.
This guy DMs me on Instagram yesterday, just trying to shoot a shot. I proceed to send this man my address. He said, if you enjoy the delivery when it arrives, you can respond with your phone number. Look what just showed up at my door.
Chivalry is not dead, lady.
Chocolates too. Like, that has just raised the bar so high!
Of course, both of these examples are based on money, which is difficult right now. Talk to your government. But there are other ways to build and then share the things that make her change her feelings about you. I am going to go into that more in Self-Maximize. I'm working on that right now.